Mesechtas Peah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnahs continue discussing the mitzvah of leket. Somebody who has not yet allowed the aniyim to take the leket out of his field, and he ended up mixing together his grain with the leket. So the Mishnah says, Mishnah Aleph, Gadish, a pile of grain, Shle Luka Tachtav, that the aniyim had not yet taken the leket from underneath it. So the Baal HaBayis had piled up his grain on top of leket before the aniyim took it away. And now we don't know which leket is the aniyim, somewhere underneath. Kol HaNegeya Ba'aretz HaRei Shel Aniyim. The Mishnah says, the layer, the bottom layer of the pile of grain, anything that's touching the ground, HaRei Shel Aniyim, you have to give it to the aniyim. And this is a knas, this is a fine, a penalty that the Baal HaBayis has given, because he did not allow the aniyim to collect the leket, and he hid it underneath his grain. So he's fined that the entire bottom layer needs to be given, even though there's only a couple stalks of leket underneath. And the Rav says something fascinating, that even if it's possible to differentiate which is leket and which is not, such as if there are two different grains, there's barley leket and then wheat piled up on top of it, even still, he has this knas, he's punished, the entire bottom layer needs to be given to the aniyim, anything touching the ground. The Mishnah continues with a similar case. Haruach shepizra es ha'amarim, if the wind scattered up a bundle of the Baal HaBayis and caused it to spread on top of leket, and again it mixed up the Baal HaBayis's, the landowner's grain on top of the leket grain. So then, ayim did I saw kama leket hiruya, Lasais, we evaluate how much leket this field would normally produce, b'naisin l'aniyim, and you only have to give that amount to the aniyim. Over here, the Baal HaBayis didn't do anything wrong. It was the wind that blew his grain on top of the leket. So there's no knas, there's no fine over here. And all we do is we evaluate how much this field would produce. Each field would produce a different amount of leket, depending on if the grain was moist and fatter, or dry and thinner. The moist, fatter grain would hold better in his hand and it wouldn't fall as often. The dry stuff would fall much easier and would produce more leket. So we have to evaluate per field how much leket would produce on average, and then he gives that to the aniyim. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Naisin l'aniyim b'chdei nefila. You make a general evaluation b'chdei nefila, what's normal to fall for leket, not based on this field, but the general average of all fields. And the Rav says that there's a specific number for that, which is, the Rav says, that is the shear of arba kavan lekor, four kavan in a of leket in an area that's large enough to plant a kor of seeds. And that would be the set rate that would be given according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Not per field, but one general evaluation. Mishnah base. Shibayla shibakatsir. If one stalk of grain was left behind in the harvest, while he's harvesting, he left behind one stalk standing, and so this is a case of shikha, which we haven't yet discussed. Shikha is when a Baal HaBayis forgets behind in his field either bundles or stalks of unharvested grain, single standing stalks. So over here he left behind a stalk. So if it's shikha, it would have to be left for the aniyim. So it depends. The Mishnah says, V'raisha magia l'kama, this stalk is long enough that the end of it can reach, if you bend it towards the other grain that has not even harvested yet, it's still able to reach, the tip of this grain can reach other stalks that are still standing. So im nikzeres im akama, if you can hold it together and harvest it together with other grain that's still standing, so then it's not considered that it was left behind yet. You're still in the middle of harvesting that area. And harei yishol Baal HaBayis, the Baal HaBayis can keep it. Vim lav, but if it's too far away that he can't harvest it with the closest stalks that are some distance away to it, it can't be harvested together in one handful, then harei yishol aniyim, that's already considered left behind. He moved on to harvest a different part of the field, and since it's left behind, it's shikha, and has to be left for the poor people. Mishnah continues, Shibayla shel leket shenis arba bagadish. If you have one stalk of leket that got mixed into a gadish, a pile of grain of the Baal HaBayis. So it's a one stock, a needle in a haystack. So what do? The Mishnah says, Meiser shibaylus achas v'naisen lay. The Baal Bais should take off Meiser from one stalk of grain and v'naisen lay and give it to the poor person. So what he's doing is he's replacing that one stalk of leket that's in his pile with another stalk, but he needs to first take off Meiser because these things, leket, shukha, and peya, Meiser generally does not need to be taken off of them. So what he would have given the ani would not need Meiser to be taken off. So if he's going to replace it and give a different stock to the ani, he needs to take off Meiser first. So the ani is going to get a complete stock and not have to take away a tenth and take away different Meiser and Truma. And then, in exchange, the Baal Bais gives this other stock. In exchange, the ani will give the Baal Bais the stock of leket that's somewhere mixed in this pile, unknown where it is, and then the Baal Bais will now own the whole pile. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, how can the poor person exchange and give, and he can receive the new stock and then give to the Baal Bais that stock of leket that's somewhere in this pile? How can he give him something and make an exchange over here with something that and never yet came into his ownership? He never received the stock of leket in the first place to be able to give it back to the Baal Bais. It's somewhere lost in the pile. So how can he do that? Rather, there's another process that he must do over here to fix the problem. Ela mezaka es ani bakol agadish. The Baal Bais has to give the entire pile of grain with the one stalk leket and everything all, lock, stock, and barrel. Give it to the poor person. And then umaiser shibelus achas v'naisen lay. Then the Baal Bais, the ani can give back to the Baal Bais everything. Can give back to the Baal Bais the stock of leket, as well as the rest of the pile, and now the Baal Bais can take off Meiser from one stock and give it to the Ani. And this way, since the entire pile went to the ownership of the Ani, he then received the leket, and he was able to exchange it and give it back to the Baal Bais. And this way, the Baal Bais ends up with the whole pile, and the Ani ends up with one stock of grain that Meiser was taken off of.